Real Estate Today at Money. For everything and anything about real estate, this is Real Estate Today. Now, here is your host, Chisewe Fumbeshi.
Welcome to Real Estate Today. This is Money FM. And, today we are going to look at property unit trusts. But before we get into the details of that topic, Terence, welcome to Real Estate Today.
Thank you very much, sir. Good to be here.
Yeah, I think now I'm in control.
Oh, yes.
So before I start, I usually like to read a quote. And okay. Today's quote is by Anthony. He says, "To be successful in real estate, you must always and consistently put your client's best interest first. When you do, your personal needs will be realized beyond your greatest expectations." So that is from Anthony. So you put your client first.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in the first episodes that, I think the first and second episode that we aired, we looked at the common hindrances to real estate investing.
Okay.
And some of the hindrances that we mentioned is the cost of finance. Because real estate in its own nature, you find that it's either if you're building or you want to buy, you need a lot of money.
A lot of money, yeah.
Yeah, so that's some of the hindrances. One of it. And then the other one is lack of direction. Here you find that, Terence, you find that a lot of people that are building in Lusaka, some are just building.
Just building with no plan at all.
With no plan at all. Apart from that, yes, they might have a good structure, but they really don't know what their ultimate goal is, whether to develop a portfolio of so many and all that. So that's one of them as well. And then also time. Time is also an hindrance. You find that you are busy, for instance, your job.
Mm-hmm.
You find that if you're not on air, it's either you're on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
So just to, even over the weekend, maybe you're thinking about the next concept that you develop for the radio station.
True.
And so that has been an hindrance as well for many people.
Okay.
And that's why today we are now discussing property unit trust.
Okay.
So the property unit trust will give a solution to that. But before we go into details, we take a short break.
Money. Fairworld, providing complete property solutions.
For business on the go, visit www.moneyfmzambia.com. to watch, stream, and download various programs from anywhere in the world.
Money. Real Estate Today at Money. For everything and anything about real estate, this is Real Estate Today. Now, here is your host, Chisewe Fumbeshi.
Welcome back. This is Real Estate Today on Money FM 93.7. If you want to catch us in the studio, we are on 0211 25 2227, or if you want to get us on WhatsApp, we are on 0967 144 220. So today we are looking at property unit trust. Now a lot of people would ask what property unit trust.
Me included.
Yeah, so basically I think from the just the words you can see property unit trust. So this is a trust, but basically it's a collection of investment. It's an investment scheme that aims at providing investors with an opportunity, you know, to ride on how can I put it, to ride on the critical mass, you know.
Okay.
of other you know investments. And then also to be able to get access to property. So the way this works, for instance, it's a collection of basically people invest in a trust, and then the trust invests on behalf of the people.
Okay.
Now, usually you find that a unit trust will have a number of investments,
okay,
right? Or it will have a portfolio in terms of property.
Mm-hmm.
So what will happen is that they'll come up with a value per unit,
okay,
and then you'll be able to buy and be part of that of that trust, and then what happens is that you'll be gaining an income from your investment. So basically, you have, if you are to picture it, you have a trust at the center,
mm-hmm,
and then the trust invests
for you, okay,
in property. Now, in most cases, what is important to understand is
is that before you get to invest in this trust, you need to understand how it works.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, you have a Unity Trust Manager. So, the Unity Trust Manager is the one that sort of sells the units.
Okay.
Apart from that, they also buy units.
Mm-hmm.
So, they can sell them to you at that value at that time when they're on sale.
Mm-hmm.
Just like any other investment, these can go up, the value of the units can go up or okay. Can go down.
Okay.
So now when you want to sell maybe at a higher value, they also buy from you. Then apart from that, so you have at the center the unit trust.
Mm-hmm.
Then on one side, you have the unit manager, basically the unit trust manager.
Mm-hmm.
So his job as well is to also sort of manage the properties. Now, okay. He can still, depending on the portfolio, the size, mm-hmm. He can now delegate to other property managers like Fairworld Properties. In this case, we can manage the
property, the property on his behalf.
On behalf of the unit trust manager. Now, on the other side, now you have trustees. Now, the trustees hold the unit trust assets. So basically, they are the ones that approve any advertisements or marketing material or any investment in a property. So these are key people that sort of help in terms of managing the trust. And basically the trustees are the ones that issue the certificate. So
okay.
Just like you when you have a car, mm-hmm. You have that white book or mm-hmm. the
white book.
Yeah, it's a white book.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be blue book long time ago.
Yeah.
So now the trustees issue the certificate.
Okay.
Right? Just to show that you have that. And basically they are the ones that distribute even the income from the trust.
Okay.
So on one side you have you as the investor, and then in between you have the manager, but at the end of the day it's in the unit trust that you invest. Now on the other side, now on let's take it on the right side,
mm-hmm.
That's why now you have the investments.
Okay.
It's very important. Yes, you have the fund and all these people on your behalf, but it's also important to get to understand
what type of investment you're making.
Yes, you are making and all. So that's how it works. So you have the trustees, you have the fund manager, yourself, the investments, and the unit trust itself. So basically that's the unit trust. So basically a unit trust is a vehicle, if we can put it that way. It's a vehicle that is created to help people be part of property or properties.
Property development. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that in a smaller unit, you know, for instance, imagine I'm building a shopping mall of about $20 million,
mm-hmm.
right? Or I have a shopping mall that is worth $20 million.
Mm-hmm.
Other people can invest in that if I create a trust. Other people can invest in that with less money.
Okay.
And we find that they become part of that. And
all right.
It's an easier way to start if you want to, because certain unit trusts, we find that in Zambia, there are some which are existing. In Zambia, start at a lower level or at a small amount. So you can invest and then grow it over time. And then you can sell and buy your own property.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, that's unit trust. And this also, you find that in other countries, I've met guys that came up with such as a family.
Okay.
They bring money together. They create this property unit trust.
Uh-huh.
And then from there they open it up to other members of the public.
Okay.
So this is something that even people, you know, for instance, you have, you know, you inherit a lot of properties from your parents, or
mm-hmm.
you find that your cousin, you have this, so you can create this and sort of increase the value by opening it up to other people. So this is something that we are encouraging people to get into. So before we go to the other details, I think we can take a short break.
All right.
And then see what happens on the other side.
Money. Fairworld, providing complete property solutions.
For business on the go, visit www.moneyfmzambia.com. to watch, stream, and download various programs from anywhere in the world.
Money. Real Estate Today at Money. For everything and anything about real estate, this is Real Estate Today. Now, here is your host, Chisewe Fumbeshi.
Yeah, so this is Real Estate Today on 93.7 Money FM. And today we are looking at property unit trusts. We are looking at these vehicles that people create in order to allow other people to participate in a smaller unit. Mm-hmm. Terence, so from a scale of 1 to 10, what's your property knowledge?
To be very honest, I'm not very knowledgeable. I will not lie. On a scale of 1 to 10, let's say 3.
3. But would you want to invest in property?
Definitely. It seems like a very viable investment. Because property obviously never depreciates, I think it's a good investment.
Okay. Yeah. So basically, now that's why property unit trusts are there.
Okay.
Because you find that when we look at the benefits, is that most of these funds, let me not say most, but all these funds are managed by professionals, you know. So you have people that are skilled and trained specifically to handle such investments.
Okay.
So you find that they are able to analyze on your behalf. You don't have to do the mathematics. You don't have to do anything. They are able to analyze on your behalf. They are able to make decisions, professional decisions, in terms of whether they renovate or whether they extend or whether anything that is to do with. So you find that that's one of the benefits of unity funds, you know, property unit trusts. So in essence, and also you find that they have dedicated managers. You don't have to worry, and you know, one of the headaches of property, especially if you are investing for rent and all that,
mm-hmm.
is that your phone will always be busy.
Okay.
You know, some people
how so?
You know, when there's a blockage, there's a the tenants will call you
always calling
at the middle of the night at 03 and all. But with property unit trust, you find that you don't have to worry about anything,
so
because
you've got peace of mind.
The dedicated manager will be able to do that, and then conveniency as well. You see, real estate in itself, if you were to buy a property today,
mm-hmm.
for you to be able to sell it, it will not take you a day.
Of course,
it will take a bit of time. So, property unit trusts provide convenience, because you find that you get into this office, you're able to sign, you're able to buy, and if you want to sell, it becomes easy. You just go there, you've got intentions to sell, you agree on the price. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, that's the idea of property unit trust. It provides that convenience from the usual way of real estate. And then also the other benefit that you find is the safety of your investment. These unit trusts are regulated.
Okay.
And you find that there are certain things they can't do. They can't misuse your money, and they have to adhere to a certain standard of reporting. And that in itself sort of puts you in a very comfortable position, and you find that your investment will be secure.
Okay.
Yeah, that's very important. This is different from if you were to meet guys at a bar and you say, "No, gentlemen, can we build together?"
Okay.
You know, and you entrust someone. So, no, since you've got experience in estate,
here's the money.
Here's the money. That's totally different. Your investment is not secure. Some have worked. I've heard of guys that have done that, come together. They put this person in charge, and some of it have worked. But I've also heard of stories where people will say, no, we identified a piece of land, we decided to put in a friend's name, and later on the guy changes his mind. This is my property.
So it's a very big risk.
Yeah, so there is no safety in that. So basically, what I think as Money FM we are encouraging people is that they need to think business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is part of what we are saying. Property unit trust, this is a business.
Okay.
Well established, regulated, you know, by laws, and you find that everything that they do, they have to adhere to certain standards, and those standards are kept. And if they are not adhering to the standards, they are deregulated or deregistered.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's very important. So that's what unit trust is all about.
Okay.
So any questions? Any questions?
The returns on the investment, is it over a long period of time, or is it a monthly type of income?
Yeah, this depends with the type of unit trust that you invest in. Most of them, you find that they might be quarterly or something like that, depending on the cycle that they have as well. So this. It depends on the unit trust that you're investing in, but it's important that you get I think you get professional advice as well, even before you approach any type. You can come to, for instance, Fairworld, where we can advise you to say this there are these on the list, and this is how it can be done. Then also the rate of return differs between one and the other, so I think as we go on, this is some of the things that we are going to look at. So listeners, we are on Real Estate Today, 93.7 Money FM, where we help you think business. And today we are looking at property
unit
trusts. And these are basically just vehicles that help people. You know, it's like a bus with so many seats and you take one seat. So these are vehicles that help you jump on the bus to be able to participate in this property
development. Okay.
Yeah. So we'll take a short break, and then when we come back, we look at the other aspect.
All right.
Fairworld, providing complete property solutions.
For business on the go, visit www.moneyfmzambia.com to watch, stream, and download various programs from anywhere in the world.
Real Estate Today at Money. For everything and anything about real estate, this is Real Estate Today. Now, here is your host, Chisewe Fumbeshi.
Yes, this is Real Estate Today, and we are discussing property unit trusts. And these are just vehicles that are there for you to participate in property. And one of the most important thing also, Terence, is to know how to pick the trust.
The trust, okay.
Yeah. And the first consideration is the cost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really, at the end of the day, when you compare, you look at what would it take for you to get on board on this property trust. So the cost becomes very important. And this cost is determined by the fund manager.
Okay.
Yeah, and this is based on the value of the portfolio that they have. So yeah, one portfolio will be different from the other, so basically that in itself will determine the cost. So this is what will help you to say, okay, for instance, maybe you've been saving up, you know, with Money FM we encourage people to save. So you've been saving for 6 months or for a year, and you say, okay, it's time to invest in property, and you decide to use the property unit trust. So you have to look at what is the cost, first of all, and then when you look at that, and then that will help you to say which trust that you can get into. So the idea also now is to also look at the focus of the property unit trust.
Okay.
So you would find that they will be different. Some will focus on residential, then some will focus on commercial. Yeah, so depending on what you want, or how can I put it, depending on you know, sometimes you might just be attracted to shopping malls, and you find one that has invested in that, and basically you go for that. So it's very important to look at their focus, because their focus will also help you understand the returns, because each industry or each sector, like residential, has got, you know, certain returns, and also like industrial, it will have its own returns, and all residential and all these things. So depending on their focus, some you might find that it might be a mixed.
Okay.
Yeah, you know. So I know one that has got that mixed kind of arrangement. So that becomes important. Then also the managers. Mm-hmm. You need to be comfortable with who's
who the manager is.
Yeah, who the managers are. Yeah, because that in itself, first of all, you want to know what have they studied, what mm-hmm. is their experience, how many years that have they been in this business, what are the, you know, their success stories and all those things. So it's very important that you look at the managers as well. So any questions?
Not at the moment. I think I'm just a pod. I'm learning a lot, a lot that I did not know.
Yeah, you know, property is diverse, and what I would advise is I think follow the, you know, the discussions on Real Estate Today. We've been looking at different aspects, and it's from there that you find that you get a lot of information. Though we are not saying that you run away and do things on your own, still come back to Fairworld so that we get the 10% commission.
Now, what sort of institutions offer these property unit trusts?
There are quite a number in Zambia. I wouldn't want to...
Of course, not mention them by name.
Yeah, there are quite a number. I've invested in one, and... yeah, I think there are quite a number out there.
Okay.
But you find that some of them have mixed. You find that they don't just have property. They've mixed it with capital investments as well. So, yeah, but there are quite a number. And, when you're ready, we can help you invest. Yeah, and then also one of the things to consider when you're investing in a property unit trust is the size.
Okay.
Yeah. What is the size in terms of, you know, what have they invested in, you know, what is their portfolio and well. So that becomes important. And then the last one, the most critical one, is performance.
Okay.
What has been their returns in terms of return on capital? What is their yield and all those things? So you need to get to understand all that before you make any decision, because you don't want today you invest your 1,000 kwacha or your 2,000 kwacha, tomorrow they tell you, no, the value has dropped, it's now 1.5. Mm-hmm. I think that's not it. So you need to look at the track record. What has been the track record in terms of, you know, maybe if it's they've been existing for 3 years, from you know the first year to the third year, what has been the increase and all that in terms of return or even in value. So that's quite important.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll take our final break. I know we are running out of time, but we'll take our final break, and then when we come back, we wrap up.
Money. Fair World, providing complete property solutions.
For business on the go, visit www.moneyfmzambia.com to watch, stream, and download various programs from anywhere in the world.
Real Estate Today at Money. For everything and anything about real estate, this is Real Estate Today. Now, here is your host, Chisewe Fumbeshi.
This is Real Estate Today on Money FM 93.7. And Real Estate Today, we discuss anything and everything concerning property, investment, rehabilitation, and anything concerning property. And today we have been looking at property unit trusts, and these are vehicles that are created to help people participate in investment in property. And property unit trusts provide alternative, easy and quick way to quick way to invest in property. However, sometimes because of the risk associated, because the value can increase or it can drop.
Decrease, uh-huh.
Yeah. Some people have developed fear and all. But as Real Estate Today on Money FM, we are here to provide information to help people make decisions, and to also come up with a combination of investments that they can do, and so that they can also invest in property unit trusts. So I think that has been On property unit trust. Any questions, last minute question?
Well, you did mention to say risks. Obviously, earlier we were saying that rental properties, of course, carry a lot more risk. Investing in a unit trust, are there any other risks apart from the fact that it could increase or decrease in value?
Yeah, even when it comes to management, mm-hmm. Sometimes management decisions, and or because you are actually sort of these are people that are, you know, making decisions, big decisions, mm-hmm. on these portfolios. So sometimes they might make wrong decisions, and that's why we are saying you need to know the managers, their track record and performance.
Okay.
So sometimes they might make a decision to say, let's renovate the properties, and then you find that there is no actual return on the increase in value, you know, or the money that they've spent there. So you find that those are some of the risks that are involved. But as usual, you should not have fear,
mm-hmm.
Because on Real Estate Today, we always say money lives on the other side of fear.
Okay.
Money. Fair World, providing complete property solutions.
For business on the go, visit www.moneyfmzambia.com to watch, stream, and download various programs from anywhere in the world.